Amen, amen, amen. I want to thank you all for joining me tonight. I am so grateful to be alive in the land of the living. Thank God for another opportunity to come before God's holy throne and to give him praise, ultimate praise, and glory and honor that's due unto him. I was listening to a song today, and you know, I've heard this song before, but for the first time in my life, I actually heard it. It says, I was created to make your praise glorious. And I'm going to see if I can play that for you tonight. And that's what we do. We come before the holy throne of God to make his praise glorious. We're created to glorify the one true and living God. So I'm very excited about this opportunity to praise the Lord, not only in season, but even out of season, when it's popular and when it's not so popular, you know. I'm just so grateful to have this opportunity to minister the Word of God to you, and I thank God for all those that will be following this broadcast as we move forward in the 2020, in the 21st century, into the 22nd century. God is moving by His Spirit, and He's just really moving in all the world. And I thank God for what He's doing. He's so dynamic, you know. Father God, we thank You so much. We bless Your holy name. We come before the holy throne of God to bless Your holy name tonight, to thank You for being able to be a blessing to us, to minister to us in everything. We bless Your holy name. Are You strengthening my mortal body, you know, and making me whole and renew and creating me one cell at a time, one molecule at a time. And I thank You so much for the various the wisdom that You've given unto me through the power and the spirit of wisdom, Lord God, through the power of the spirit of the Holy Ghost on fire. We thank You, Lord God. We bless You because You allow us to praise Your holy name at all times. And I thank You, Lord God, and we just rejoice in You as we, men and women, boys and girls, just praise and exalt Your holy name 24/7, 7 days a week, 365. Lord God, just giving You just the little bit of strength that You've given to us, we give it back to You and glorify Your holy name. And I pray, Holy Spirit, You'll come into tonight's broadcast. And just enjoy, sit back, relax, and enjoy as I try to break down the Word of God. Holy angels of God, I ask You to help me to come from the north, angels of God from the south, angels of God from the east, angels of God from the west. I ask for Your divine help, angels of God from the northeast and angels of God from the southeast, angels of God from northwest and from the southwest. And I thank You, Lord God, for the ministering angels that have ministered to me over the years, and some have been my friend and some have gone home to glory. And I thank You so much, Father, for all that You're doing in my life today as we bring forth Your word tonight. I thank You, Lord God, for the power of the Holy Ghost on fire. Thank God for Your precious Son, Jesus Christ. I thank You, Lord God, for the blood of Jesus Christ has shed on Calvary's cross for my sins and washed me as white as snow and made me whole again. Thank You, Lord God, for Your blessing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank You, Lord God, truly. Thank You, Father, for, you know, helping me and taking care of my children, my husband, my grandsons, and, you know, my son's wife. And my son's friends and colleagues and all their people that they love so dearly to their heart and they're close to. Thank You, Father, for Your divine protection for them and keeping them strong and safe from all hurt, harm, and dangers, both seen and unseen dangers. We thank You, Lord God. You said, no weapon that is formed against us shall ever prosper. You said that we should live and not die. And we thank You, Lord God, for this day. We give Your name praise and we honor You and bless Your holy name for just another time to glorify Your holy name. We thank You, Lord God, for the opportunity to broadcast tonight and for those who are tuned in to the broadcast and those that will listen to this broadcast in the future, downloading it. And I thank You. I thank You so much, Father. And I pray, Lord God, that some would join me in the praise as we praise Your holy name for this next hour. Amen. And into the Word of God as You allow us to be able to speak about herbs, herbal remedies in such a time as this. And I ask that You'll bring all things to my remembrance and so that I can bring forth Your Word as we read Genesis, where You talk about that the herbs were made for us, Lord God. During the creation, Lord God, You thought about us, that the fruits will be our meat. And I just thank You so much, Father, Lord God. And it is well with my soul. And I thank You, Lord God, once again, for making me whole, both physically, naturally, spiritually, supernaturally, just giving me the joy of the Lord, which is my strength. I thank You, Lord God, for just bringing every vision everything that I desire to come to pass. You've allowed it to come to pass, and I thank you so much. I'm just so grateful, Father, Lord God. And to know the secret was to seek first the kingdom of God and all your righteousness, Lord God, and all these things shall be added unto me. And I thank you, Lord God, that your people everywhere will hear those words and begin to seek first the kingdom of God and all your righteousness. All these things shall be added unto them. Thank you, Lord God, for today, day of rest. I'll rest in you, Lord God, working in every aspect for your glory. And we thank you so much, Father. For I pray, Lord God, that you send forth peace upon your people everywhere. Bring back memories, Lord God, and clean our minds up, Lord God. Strengthen us, Lord God. Our bones, every fiber of our being, we ask for you to strengthen it, Lord God. Purify our blood in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Glory be to God. You're worthy, Lord God, to be praised. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for purifying our blood vessels. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord God. And thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Lord God. You're worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. We thank you. We praise you and bless your holy name. Glory, glory, glory. You're worthy. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I wanted to read a scripture tonight. Like I said, I wanted to play a song from a soundtrack that I was listening to, and it was just absolutely beautiful. And I'm going to try and do that right now. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Just bear with me 1 second. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. You're worthy, Lord God. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. Glory. Okay, let's see if we can play this song. I think you'll like it once I get it going. Thank you, Jesus. Not the song. Let's try it again. See if I can get it. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you. God, I was created to make your praise glorious. I tell you, that was just amazing as I listened to that soundtrack, and it was just absolutely beautiful for the author of that music. It's just really amazing how God speaks to his children to deliver the words. And you may hear the song, but then, you know, at another time you hear it and you really hear it, you know. And so I heard it. I was created to make your praise glorious. Proverbs chapter 8 says, "Does not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She stands in the top of high places, by the way, in the place of the paths. She cry at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in, at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understand, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell in with prudence, and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance, the evil ways, and the forward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me, prince rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honors are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways, before his work of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning of forever the earth was. When there was no depth, I was brought forth. When there was no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth, while as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthens the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree, that the waters should not pass his commandments, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable parts of his earth, and my delight was with the sons of men. Now, therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sin against me wrong his own soul. All they that hate me love death. God bless the reading of his holy words. Again, I've read Psalms chapter 8, verse 1 through 36. And tonight, I wanted to talk about, because someone had asked me a question, you know, about, you know, getting rid of belly fat. So I said, you know, I've written about these things in my book, Herbal Remedies by the Archbishop Dr. Marcia Karen Abrams. Now I'm Al Marcy, but I'm going to go over some things that deals with the cleansing. And when your body is, when your blood is pure, your body is healthy, you know. And so we're going to talk about fibroids. The removal of crystals that is in your body is tumors that are in bodies and millions of women, it's at 30 million women suffer with this fibroids condition. And what the fibroids does, it basically grows in crystalline based on what you eat. So I'm going to give you the herbs that will help to cleanse you and cleanse that and remove the crystal little by little. And within 1 year, nine months to 1 year of using these herbal remedies, the crystals that are inside of you will no longer be inside of you. It'll be eliminated from your body naturally. And then there's no side effects or anything, but you will be going to the ladies' room quite often. Praise God and bless his holy name. But you won't have accidents or anything vulgar or you know, you'll have enough time to get to the bathroom to release and to eliminate. Amen. Praise God and bless his holy name. So what we're going to do is just go over that. And I also wanted to share with the back how to make your skeletal system stronger. And again, it is how you eat and what you eat, the herbs that will help to strengthen that, and you'll no longer have any back pain. And, you know, it's just a simple thing is strengthening your posture, and that is it. That is the answer. Millions of people are hurting because of their back condition of one sort or another. So if we start taking care of our back, you'll find that, you know, your skeleton system will be healed. And when your skeletal system is healed, then you have no more back problems. I mean, it's really simple. So it's what we eat. That it would be bone meal. Now I'll jump from everywhere. I'll jump all over the place. But if you have questions after I finish speaking, you can you know, go ahead and ask me questions. It doesn't matter. You know, you can ask me about your hair. The bone is the skeleton system. The bone is the hair that comes out, you know, and the nails. So if you eat certain things, your hair will grow and your nails will grow, and so will your bones, and it'll be strengthened. You have a strong skeletal system, your entire body is just awesome. It's like you're a baby again. So I'm going to make you into a baby again. Just like when you came out the womb with these herbal products. And it's products that, you know, we can grow. Now, before I go into that, I'm going to take time to let you hear the word of God. Because, see, it's from God. The wisdom that I have, that God has given me, came from his own words, right? And the study of the herbal system, herbal plants and fruits and so forth, God, in the spirit of wisdom, gave me all these instructions. I'm serious. It's not from me. It came from his word, the word of God. And I just dug deep in it and started studying the different plants. And all plants are good for us. Some plants are poisonous, which is not good for us, but they're there to protect. There's a reason for them.
you know. But if you even got hurt by poison ivy, I remember one person I was giving them the scripture, Isaiah 60, arise, shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. And I told them how to say it 7 times a day, 21 times in the morning, 21 times at lunch, 21 times at night. And, you know, it just become a rehearsal. And they started doing it. It was a white lady. And she told me that, you know, she had said it several times. And after 21 days, her house caught on fire. Her husband was in the living room and sleeping, and the house was on fire. The fireman came, they howled the fire, and he wasn't singed, he wasn't scarred, he wasn't smoking. The lady, you know, they saved this man, but he didn't even know the house literally burnt down. I'm serious, you know. And she told me about this, and she said it was during the time I was saying, arise, shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon me, and putting her name there, calling on God. It was just amazing, that story. But the other story she told me that happened, she kept on doing that because it shocked her that, you know, where she was away from her husband, that that caused her husband's life to be spared. Her son was climbing, he's a mountain climber, and he fell down 70-foot ravine. And she said that it was like a tree grabbed him or something, and he was caught with the tree. And so the rescue people got him. But he also was caught in some poison ivy. And so his life is spared, but he had poison ivy on his body. So she, you know, was talking to me and asking me, what do I do? What do I tell her? I, you know, told her of some herbal remedies to, you know, honey and different things to heal his body, and, you know, chamomile and different herbs that will soothe the skin, and then it will go away, aloe. And I just told her what to do to dip, you know, him in the waters that was of herbal product that, you know, natural. And he was healed from that, you know. And but the point is, it was a tree that rescued this young man. It just hung out there, and as he fell down, it's like the tree reached out and grabbed him. That's what she said. That's how her son described it to her. It was just amazing, you know. God will allow the trees to help us, you know. When you are in total oneness with God, the earth flows with you. You know, when you move, the earth moves with you. That you'll see the skies and the stars move with you. The trees will flow with you as you're passing by. You know, I'm serious. They'll just shh with you, and you'll see it literally as you're passing by. They're like fan and praise the Lord because a child of God is, you know, or they'll give you shadow and shade and so forth. But you have to be one with the Lord to even be able to notice all this stuff. So, the word of God in Genesis, it says here, chapter 1, it says that verse 10, and God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass and herbs, herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And so it was. And the earth brought forth grass and herbs yielding seed after his kind, and the trees yielding fruit whose seeds was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning was the third day. And you can go further, drop down in verse 21, it says, and God created the whale and every living creature that moved, which the water brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Verse 22, and God blessed them, saying, bring forth, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let the fowls multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning was the fifth day. Okay, so you we'll see here further that God gave a commandment for us that we should eat certain things and so forth. And I will even, you know, go in further to prepare how we should eat. And he said further along that the fruit was made for us to have meat, you know. Now, I'm not a vegetarian, nor am I a vegan or anything like that. I just know that there's certain, you know, everything is good for us to eat, but there's some things that are not good for us to eat. Some meat that pours, that don't sweat, like the pig, the hoofs, you know, the hoofs, it shows those type of animals you're not supposed to eat because, you know, that's cancerous, you know. Their body, literally, if you put a pig, you know, pork chop, you know, and you let it sit out just, you know, after you cooked it, and I know this is yummy stuff, you know, or bacon or whatever, but you let it sit for a little while, 3 days, you literally see worms coming out of it, okay? Where did the worms come from? Well, it came from within that pig, okay? And a pig can even eat you, so pig don't care what it eats, okay? So I guess be careful of those, you know, you look at the foot of a pig, those animals that have the same type of foot, you shouldn't eat those type of things. The fish, that catfish, you shouldn't really eat that because it is made, it's like the garbage disposal of the ocean, you know, and they're so sweet. I'm telling you, it tastes really good, you know, but it's not good for us. We're not even supposed to have milk. Milk was made for the cows. When we drink it, it disturbs our body. And when our body gets disturbed and disrupted, we end up with these things called crystallized in our body, because the body cannot expel these particular food, okay? And so that's where we're talking about the fibroids. Now, you know, now there's millions of women, 30 million is scientifically proven, is suffering with this fibroids problem. Many young people have menstrual cycle. Girls, you know, they have menstrual cycle, and it's heavy, and then they have pain, and they have bloating, and they just feel, you know, they call it premenstrual cycle syndrome. Well, it's what you eat, you know. If you stop eating the milk, all dairy products, just get rid of it. It's no good for us, believe it or not. I know it's yummy for the tummy, I'm telling you. It's my greatest weakness. I love ice cream, I'm telling you. But every time I eat the ice cream, I get so violently sick because it's no good for my body, right? So what I do is I run in the kitchen quickly, get the parsley, and I make my tea, my hot water, pour that hot water down behind my beautiful, nice milkshake, okay? Oh, my God. And, you know, then I boil the parsley and I drink it quickly, or I eat something, you know, with parsley in it, and I'll scrub away all of that junk out of my system quickly and, you know, I eliminate it fast, you know, because, you know, I believe that we should not deny ourselves of anything, you know, because the Bible said everything is good, you know, in the back of the New Testament says that we shouldn't call anything unclean, right? And it was a war between the factions, you know, well, you know, how can they be saved? And, you know, they eat all this stuff, you know, these, you know, how can they, you know, so, you know, it's the people that have kosher food, you know, they don't eat certain things, you know, will not, you know, sup with another person who eats certain things because, you know, their dish got, you know, the pig in it, or, you know, the meat in it, or, you know, the spoon, they can't, you know, no. But the thing is, you know, so I believe that we should just do everything decent and in order and eat well. But if you are suffering from bloatation, from menstrual cycle that's heavy, long-lasting, all of these things is because there's some fibroids built up in the body and it needs to be eliminated. And, you know, you can't just go in and have surgery. And you know what? The funny thing is many people recommend surgery to the point of telling a woman to get rid of her womb, you know, hysterectomy. No, don't ever let no man put any surgical steel upon your body or your back. Okay? So fibroids, if you eat the right product, like I just said, the parsley is like a scrub brush, you know, and it'll scrub all the stuff. And if you eat parsley for 9 months straight, you'll end up with a brand new kidney and a brand new bile. Okay, because remember, our bodies eliminate 25 million cells every day, and it recreates 25 million cells every day. So your body's constantly rejuvenating itself. And that's why God said in Genesis, in the chapter 1, here where God said, let me turn to it, that he rested. It says, and verse 27, and God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moved upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, to you it shall be meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creep upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God said everything, and he saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. So chapter 2, he said, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. So God commanded rest because he himself rests. What happens in the 24 hours, if we spend a day with the Lord, our body completely rejuvenates itself. 25 million cells is eliminated from our bodies, you know, one way or another, through the sweat glands, through going to the bathroom, having, you know, urine, you know, liquid going out, bowel movements, you know, the natural, you know, purging of the body, and many other ways. It's just gone. It's gone. It's dead cells. The body is not going to keep anything dead because the body is alive. So if it rests, if the commandment of rest is for your good, if the body rests, it will completely rejuvenate 25 million cells and restore brand new 25 million new cells to work for another day. Okay, they only work for one day and they're gone. Mm-hmm. So that's what God has given to us, rest. And so what we do with the herbs, if we eat the fruit that God says for us to eat, okay, we will eliminate within 9 months all that old junk out of our body, and therefore you'll end up with a new kidney. You'll end up with a new bile. Now, the bile is an organ that's in the body that nobody ever think about, but it stores up all the junk. So if you have not cleaned your house, which is, you know, the bile, if you have not, since the day you were born, cleaned that bile, you know, when babies are born, there's this black thing that's there, you know, well, it's like the bile, okay? It's really black inside of you. It's really disgusting if you think about it. You have not cleaned yourself out in all those years that your age from birth. So what the parsley does, it goes in and it eradicates and it scrubs all the stuff out and eliminate everything through the bile, through your urine tract, your urinary tract, and it goes out. So when you're taking parsley, just like a spoonful, just like one leaf, I'm telling you, it'll just do the work. It just scrubs, and it gets rid of the problem that's in the body and clean the bile. And so after 9 months, you have a brand new, clean, healthy, a brand new, you know, they talk about a building, how they do renovation. You'll have a new renovated bile system. You have a new renovated kidney. And as a matter of fact, those that are on dialysis, if they start just using parsley after 9 months, their whole kidney is restored. They won't need dialysis. See, the medical doctors, medical community will never tell you anything like this because they'll lose their job. They'll lose money. So they're not going to give you these instructions about how powerful the herbs will do for you, how powerful the fruit and the vegetables will do for you. It'll totally clean you out, even the condition of what we're dealing with right now. What I do every morning, I take the salt, breathing it in. There's a steam, you know. My children, they put it in a thing that humidifier, and you know they're steaming up their house with salt, right? And they breathe it in all through the days, and it just dries up the immune system. This mucus is gone from being liquidy, okay? So it dries up healthy, and then after 5-15 minutes of breathing in and out, deep breath in, you're just totally, you know, healed, and you can make your day. You heal from pollen, you heal from upper respiratory problems, cough, scratchy throat, watery eyes. That salt will dry up everything from your eyes, from the nose, your sinuses, your throat. If you're a singer or a talker, it'll just cleanse that. If you have laryngitis, it'll get rid of all that mucus that's surrounding those area, you know, the stomach lining and all that, all the way down to your small, large and small intestines. And the salt will just dry everything up. It's an eliminator of things. Salt is very good for your body. You can bathe in the salt, right? And that's what I do every morning. Then I take my herbs. So we're talking about the fibroids. I'm getting to that. So one of the ingredients I did talk about is the parsley. Okay, parsley will eradicate the fibroids in the body, right? It's going to scrub it. The other thing that you can take with these ingredients that makes up, you know, powerful, you can make it as a tea, you can put it in a soup, and you can make it, you know, it has no taste. It really, really, you know, it just, nothing really. But here are the ingredients if you would like to get rid of bloatation. You also will lose weight rapidly because all the excess water will come out of your body. You have to take at least 2 bottles of water or a gallon of water. So you'll be going to the bathroom, but these things, you don't want it to be dehydrated because it's going to eliminate kind of, you know, you constantly run into the bathroom, okay? It's nothing wrong with you. Your body naturally is eliminating the stuff that your body don't need and don't want, and it's no good for the body. The body is going to protect itself. It's a serious machine. It's the greatest machine. Ain't no one can duplicate it. All right, so one of the ingredients is parsley, as I said. The next ingredients, and I'll spell it out, and these remedies are in my book. I haven't self-published it, nor have I given to the professional to publish it. But it's okay. I've had people read it, and apparently they're using it. This one is mudwort, and mudwort. The next one is lavender. Okay, lavender is that pretty smelling tree, you know, the little purple, light purple lavender. You put that in there, and then yarrow, which is Y-A-R-R-O-W. Oh, lavender is spelled L-A-V-E-N-D-E-R. And the next ingredient is nettle, N-E-T-T-L-E. Now, nettle is serious, I'm telling you. It'll get rid of everything. We'll send you to the bathroom just by itself, okay? Of course, we talked about parsley. It was P-A-R-S-L-E-Y. And then rose. You know, the rose bush, rose, pretty, pretty red flower, rose, yes, rose. And again, red raspberry, just regular raspberry, red raspberry. That's R-E-D, then R-A-S-P-B-E-R-R-Y. And the next ingredient is burdock root, and also chamomile. Chamomile by itself will put you to sleep. It'll just calm you down. And then red clover. So chamomile is spelled C-H-A-M-O-M-I-L-E, and then red clover, R-E-D-C-L-O-V-E-R. And you take these tea every day, and, you know, as a tea, and drink it in the morning, drink it at night. You will be going to the bathroom throughout the day. Drink your water. Then the other thing that is very, very good for those who are bloating and things like that is just apple. There used to be a saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. It's the truth, right? What apple does, it when it's fermented, it turns into vinegar, you know, and it's brown. You can just slice an apple and put it on the table, and within less than 5 minutes, it's brown, okay? It's already starting to kind of decay right away. And then you eat the skin of the apple, the roughage. That helps to scrub and to get rid of stuff, eliminate. That's what you want to do. You take one of the bottles that you're going to drink, do it first thing in the morning, and you put one drop of vinegar, like a spoonful. It's really, really powerful. Vinegar, some people drink vinegar straight by itself. They're out of their mind because vinegar will tear your mouth up. It will tear your enamels up. It is so strong. That's an apple. Okay, so, you know, just some people use a straw so that their teeth don't get messed up because of the, it's scrubbing, and it'll get rid of the enamels, and the enamels, which is a bone, cannot be replaced. So just be very careful. So you just put it in water, you know, one drop of vinegar is all you need. And if you just put one drop, you won't taste the acidy effect of vinegar, but it's going to do the same thing as a spoonful, as a gallon of vinegar. I'm telling you, it's so powerful. So apple and vinegar and water, that will get rid of the bloatation. You do it in the morning, you're eliminating, and you do it at night before you go to bed. You can warm it up. You can even put it in your tea, you know. You put it, you know, chamomile is going to calm you down, all that, right? And put it in the tea, a little drop, and then your body is just going to be eliminating. You know, you're going, now you're excreting through your bowels, right? Because with the fibroids is in your womb area. And some women are racked with fibroids. It's like a tumor, but it's not cancerous, thank God, right? So that's why people really don't talk about it. Or they talk about, well, you can do laser surgery and they laser you out, you know. But you can just do natural herbal remedies to cure and heal your body, keep you healthy, and make you whole again. Now, let's go to the bone and the skeletal system that we are talking about today. And it's just absolutely amazing to, you know, I mean, there's like 7 million people. No, I'm sorry, 7 billion, 8 billion people on the earth. By 2030, it'll be 15 billion people. Well, all these people have back pains. All these people, it's a big industry, man. But all it is, you know, people, you know, they go to chiropractor. You know, I've done it. They go to acupuncture. I've done it. They go and they get these thing injection in their spinal, the bone of your spine, you know, at the bottom, the spinal tap, or, you know, and they inject you with cortisone. Well, that's not any good because cortisone is going to destroy the body. You know, it has, you know, what the athletes use illegally. It has those type of products in it that will just eat away your bones. Yes, it'll strengthen you because you got this puff of energy and you don't feel anything and you can just move mountains. You know, when you have this type of injection, you don't feel any pain, but it's eating away your bones. So what I'm teaching is bone meal. And bone meal is you can buy it, you can Google it, you can go to smile.amazon.com and look up miking service, you know, Pentecost Church of God. And, you know, when you buy from our website on Amazon, you know, we get like 4%, we get like 4 pennies or something. But you can buy bone meal from our little store, and when you buy it, they send a contribution to our organization, you know, a tax donation or whatever. I don't know. They take part of the money that you pay, and they send it over to us, you know, and after we get $100, then they'll send us a check, right? But bone meal, you can eat fish bone, which is very good, or, you know, any bone. Bone meal is just bones. It's crushed up into a powder, and you drink it. You know, you put it in anything, your juice or whatever you like to drink, shake or whatever. You know, I'll put it in my shake, which I'm not supposed to do. Drink it up, and then I'm going to do the parsley right behind it. I'm telling you the truth. I will not be denied. So bone meal, what bone meal does, literally, it adheses itself to your bone naturally, your natural bones. It'll just go right to your bones, all your joints, you know. It'll just go where it's supposed to go. It's just amazing how your body, you can eat something and your body will direct it, you know, like a signal or, you know, air traffic controller, you know, go over here, go over there. It's just, and these are the cells, the atoms and the molecules that are directing traffic through your bloodstream, through your vein, to the right bone, into the marrow of the bone. And the marrow is well. The marrow is well, you're well. Now, there's some exercise that is just so powerful, and it's just specifically for the back. And, you know, you keep on doing your bone meal. And also another product, which is very good, which is helping the hair and the nails, and it's all natural. You know, it repairs the collagen, you know, and you can order that also online as well. And smile.amazon.com, you know, and look up My King Service, the charitable organization you'd like to contribute to, My King Service Pentecostal Church of God, and you will get something, you know, some pennies or something. But you mix this collagen every single day, and it's for your hair, which is your bone, your nails, which is your bone, and for your bones, collagen. It has no hormone, you know, it's free from that. It has no, you know, it's just really natural, and it absorbs properly into your body. Amen. So the exercise that will eliminate back pain totally let's make it 90 days. There's several of them, and I'll try and describe it because I don't have the video at the moment to show you the movements. But one of them is so easy. You sit in your chair and you sit up, and your head is looking straight up, you know. So and then you push your chest out, right, and your shoulders back, and then you inhale your tummy, you know, holding your tummy in, and you're sitting on your chair. Your feet are flat to the ground, right? And then you take one leg of, you know, either right or left, it doesn't matter. And then you're going to, you know, bend down, bending, you know, keeping your tummy in, okay, your back, shoulders, chest out. You got to bend down, grab your leg, but you're straight. Don't move your body fast or anything, because you don't want, you're trying to work on your skeletal structure and trying to straighten it out and put it back in the proper position where it's supposed to be. So you lift up your legs and put your ankle, you know, on your knees, right? And then you hold your leg with one hand, your right hand, and then you hold it with the left arm. You hold the legs and pull it, and then you push forward. And you breathe in and out for 30 seconds. I'll count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30. Breathe in, push out, and then drop that leg back down to the floor. Make it flat and looking forward. bring your body back. Your buttocks is to the back of the chair, right? You know? And then your stomach is in again. Breathe in, breathe out, chest back, shoulders back, and then you grab the next leg and you put it up and count and hold. And that's it. And that really, really, you'll feel the pull. You'll feel it. And you'll find that you'll be eased, you know. You'll be eased of, you know, all the problems that you've been facing in that particular area of your body, you know. So I'm going to count again. So I'm doing it so that when you listen to this broadcast again, you can position yourself and count as I count with you. Pulling the legs up to the knee, ankles on the knee. Okay, stomach in, chest out, and back. Shoulders back, and then forward, holding both arms, holding the legs, and count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, and release. So you're breathing in and out, you know, as you're counting, you're breathing properly. That really heals the back, it heals the buttocks, and right buttocks and the left buttocks where those muscles are. But it's working on your lower back, and it's putting the skeletal system back in the proper position where it's supposed to be. That exercise you do all day long. Every 2 hours you do that. If you're sitting on your job, it's, you know, no problem. Nobody will think anything. You just, you know, cutting tin, they used to say. But you have your knees on your ankles onto your knees and hold 30-second count and do the other leg all day long. So every 2 hours, you'll strengthen your muscles and your back muscles. You'll strengthen that skeletal structure, and it will pop back in place. As a matter of fact, you'll hear your muscles, your skeletal system popping. It's adjusting, you know, seriously. So that's one exercise. The next exercise is the same, and you're working the same muscles in the same back area. You're standing on the wall with your back against the wall. Again, chest out, stomach in, hold in, and your buttocks is on the wall, the door or the wall, and you're going to raise your knee again, your foot and your legs up to your knee again, and hold for 30 seconds. And you do it, you put it down, and then you do the other leg. Hold for 30 seconds, and that will straighten. And so you're working on your posture, you're working on straightening, holding your head up, and your chin down, you know, and your chest out, back. That corrects the back muscles, and corrects the thigh and hip, and it corrects the other thigh and hip area. So if you're feeling pain in those area and those joints, you after about 90 days, you will no longer feel any pain in those areas, right? The third exercise, you'll be sitting on your back. You can do it on your sitting, laying on your back. You could do it on your bed. You can do it on the floor. You can do it on a kitchen table, a straight flat table. And you're going to have your, again, chest out, but, you know, you're laying on your back, shoulders all the way back, pressed against the chair or the table or the floor or the bed. And you're going to raise your knees, both knees, to your chest, both knees. Take your arm and your hand and hold both legs. Open the legs wide, okay, not together, wide, and hold for 30 second count. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, and release. You will feel all that pulling in from the neck area all the way down to your spinal cord, all the way to your lower back. You'll feel that pulling, and you'll start feeling the burn because you've had now three different exercises, okay? And you'll feel the burn where the skeletal system is out of alignment. It's kind of like having, you know, a car. You know, you get one tire and you get another tire. We get the rotors done and all of that, and then you align the car so that when you drive it, it's a perfect alignment and you won't have bumps and the shocks will work properly and so forth. We're always aligning our cars, but we don't align ourselves. Well, we have to realign our skeletal system. When our skeletal system is in alignment, perfect alignment, you have no back pain, no joint pain. And the older you're getting, you're going to be totally relieved when you do these exercises every day. And every 2 hours, you'll stretch that skeletal system every 2 hours. Also, all day long, you're going to be doing these exercises. A little tiny exercise, 30 seconds, that's it. If you're older and been experiencing this pain for a long time, that's all you have to do. Just pull that leg up, both legs up, open wide, and hold it all the way to your chest, shoulders to the back of the, you know, the bed, or, you know, chest out, stomach in, and hold 30 seconds, 30 count, okay? And then release. Okay, the next exercise is so easy, and it's just, you'll just love this exercise. It's just so supportive of your skeletal system. All your bones will just love you because you've done this. So you're standing straight, and you're just going to bend down slowly. You're going to bend down slowly all the way to the ground with both hands to the floor, and you're going to hold. So you're going to be looking like a V, an upside-down V, or the letter A without the line, okay? And you're going to press as far as you can without sliding, and you're going to hold for a 30-second count down there. One. Now, if you can't get all the way down, just take your time and little by little, you'll get down there. Every week, you'll go further down, you know, until you can put both palms of your hand on the ground flat. Your feet are flat and they're straight. Both feet are straight, and you're bending down very slowly until you reach the ground, and you're in an A position or a V, upside down V, and you just hold. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Breathe in and come up very slowly all the way up because you don't want the blood to rush to your head. If you come up too fast, you'll have a headache, okay? So you want to, you know, you want your blood to rush to your head because it was down. You don't want it to rush, you know, at all. You have a head rush, a headache, okay? So nothing fast, really slow. Remember, we're working on our skeleton system for it to adjust. While you were down there, your back should have been going pop, pop. You should have heard it. If you don't hear it the first time while you're working out, and stretching your back muscles and your skeletal system, if you don't hear it within a week after you're doing these little exercises, you will start hearing your body start adjusting from your knees. You'll hear your neck adjust. You'll hear your back muscles all around the first, spinal, first, second, third, all of those areas. And the disc also will adjust back in that was out, okay, and hitting those nerves. It'll adjust back, and you'll develop a scar back there. You won't know about it, but inside the scar, but the red cells and the white cells, they're going to be fighting to adjust and make those skeletal area that was damaged The wound is going to be there. It's going to be a tear, but it's adjusting where it's supposed to be, and it's going to be healing your body, and the disc will be in proper proportion. I'm telling you, you don't need back surgery or anything like that. The next exercise, which I love, is similar, but now you're just going to go halfway down. You have a chair, and you turn the chair around, and you I love this one. You just go halfway down. This time your hands are on the chair with your elbows flat, so your hands are stretched out, both hands, and you lean forward just like, the A position, and you have your legs back straight. They're also straight, facing forward, and you just, hold that position for 30 seconds. Always count 30. 30 is better than 10, and then release, okay? Another favorite one of mine, I love it, is, again, you have a chair, and you put it flat to the wall so it won't move. You're going to be away from the chair with both legs facing the chair, you're facing forward. Then you're going to raise one leg up, put it on the chair, and then you're going to lean forward with the one knee bending, and you lean forward. Again, always remember, you keep your tummy in, chest out and back, and the head, in a straight position. You're looking forward, but you're going to lean forward with that. That's going to adjust the back. 30 seconds count, and then release. Always breathing in and out. Then you do it again on the other side. And you, again, you make sure your legs are straight, your knees are straight. You're not bending it, going sideways or anything. They have to face forward. And then you lift up that leg, put it on the chair, and bend the knee, and you go forward, okay? I will try and do a video of this because it's kind of easier if you can see the video. But the word is fine, You can't do this wrong. The main thing is you're working on your posture. You're looking up, chest out, stomach in. And you know what? You're going to end up with flatter tummy. You're going to be losing weight. And your body is just going to, because you're being good to your body is going to eliminate stuff for you. It's just naturally going to heal itself. Those bone meal will help the bone to strengthen the skeletal system. And your posture is going to be better. When you walk, you have your heads up, chest out. Always when you're walking just regularly, then, to your car, your head's up, chest out. You have to concentrate, stomach in. But every time you're pulling your stomach in, you're going to end up with a flat, mean-looking stomach, man. It's going to be going to have that V cut and everything like that. In a matter of 9 months or less, you will see it. But in 90 days, you will feel your body saying, wait a minute, I don't have that pain again. I used to have the sciatica. I used to have all these other atticas. A man and placed on you. Don't take any of man's diseases and any of man's name. Not bind it and put it back to the pit of hell. Because God's word said that he commanded us that we shall not be sick. Amen. Now, I know I'm on the air for another 45 minutes. And I know I've talked about many, many things. And my book has, from your eyes, it has everything in it. From your hair. The hair, the collagen alone will help strengthen your hair. I put my hair so long, it's just absolutely ridiculous. I have to keep it cornrowed and keep it braided. And the more I keep it braided, the more I keep it cornrowed, the more it keeps growing, right? So I even wear the extensions. I put that on, just because it's so long, it's just, I got to keep going. I'm so busy. And so I have to keep my hair cornrowed and plait. And I even do the weave thing because under the weave you have this cornrowed. I can keep going. I'm just, it's just amazing. But when I take the hair down, and it takes my beautician maybe 3 to 4 hours to take my hair down. That's how much hair I have on my head. I was reading the scripture about Absalom, and he had so much hair on his head that he got caught in the oak tree or something, grabbed his butt, you know, his hair. You know, he had so much hair. It was the weight of the hair. Our hair is so beautifully amazed if we just keep it cornrowed, keep it braided, and just keep it going, right? But I use aloe. Aloe is excellent. If I get like a mosquito bite, I put the aloe on it. It pulls the poison out. Anything that just any EBGB that mess with my skin, because the skin is a vital organ. You know, it's just like the bone. It's just on the outside. It's the greatest organ that we have is the skin. And just the remedy is just to heal the skin. This collagen will help, you know. Collagen is spelled C-O-L-L-A-G-E-N and P-E-P-T-I-D-E-S. It's a beautiful product. And you can find it online, C-O-L-L-A-G-E-N. Then the next word is P-E-P-T-I-D-E-S. And it's for your hair, your nails, and your skin, and your bones. It's just natural stuff, y'all, just natural stuff. And you will look better. You will start to look younger and younger and younger to the point that you look like you're 10 years old. You know, and nobody will ever know what age you are. I have one friend, Dr. Delaveau. She's now 81 or 82. But when I met her, she was 77. But I'm telling you, she looked like she was 20 years old. When she was talking, the way she walked and everything, when I first met her in Florida and so forth, she invited me to speak at her church, and I, you know, we did everything, and for whatever reason, she was talking about her herbal products that she used, and for many years, and how she feels better, and then, you know, she was like, and I, at 77, she said, and I'm like, what? Don't tell anybody. I thought she was 20 years old. I literally, I'm serious, and my mom, at the age of 98, I can tell you, the truth. She looked like she was 10 years old at 98. No wrinkles, beautiful, refined skin, hair, never turned gray. And we can talk about that hair real quick. The herbs that will bring your hair back from the gray to this natural color that when you were a baby is, believe it or not, sage. You know, you wash your hair with sage, and it's kind of really clumpy and all of that stuff. You have to wash it out really good. But sage will bring your hair back. Natural coconut in the hair will bring your hair. It's just basically putting a moisture into the scalp, into the down deep, into the root. And what comes up next is the brown or the black or the red hair or whatever your hair naturally was, and the gray is just saying that, you know, it's losing moisture, it needs water, you know, and you're not giving it enough water. You can tell if you're not having enough water by looking at your nails. Your nails, natural nails, have ripples in it. It'll show the last time you drank water. You know, it really tells you, kind of like a tree trunk. Well, you know, there's a line around the tree, a ring around the tree, based on the amount of water. It intakes, every time it intakes water, and a ring is formed. Same thing with our body, okay? Water is very essential. It's essential to losing weight, and, you know, there's so much I can share with you, but we don't have a lot of time, but everything comes from the Word of God, and if we seek first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness, He'll direct our path. He will show us. He'll give us visions. He'll give us dreams. He'll tell us what to do if we listen attentively to His word. And God speaks to us. He speaks to everyone. He speaks to everyone in the world. There's no one that God does not speak to, but do we hear Him? Amen. So I'm going to open up the lines now. See if and thank you for tuning in to the broadcast. But are there any questions? You can ask anything on the topics that I spoke about. And I know I'm all over the place, but it's just the wisdom of God. It's just It's just absolutely amazing how God just fills me, and he tells me with the spirit of discernment what is going on with a person. And I don't even know them. I've never met them, but God is just speaking, and I just speak, you know, and, you know, they're like, how did you know? I'm like, I don't know. What are you talking about? Know what? So are there any questions for me tonight? Usually I ask that, and nobody says anything. And that's okay, but that's all I have. That when the Spirit of God stops speaking in me, I stop because I don't even have any other thing to say, seriously. So the broadcast is open for anyone who'd like to ask a question. If you don't have a question at the moment, you can email me at mkspcg1@gmail.com, and if you have any questions about any part of your body, the Lord has blessed me to have those type of wisdom. And you know, online now, there's so many other people there. It's like the in thing now. Everybody's gone green, you know. But these are old things that will heal our body, even through this crisis that seeing people saying it's a crisis and people are dying. Well, because they're not taking care of their body, you know. I'm serious. It doesn't matter what comes upon us. If we take care of our body is a machine that will fight to live. It does not want to die, you know. What I eat each morning, garlic, you know, eat garlic. And if I get a stomach upset thing, I, you know, take some garlic, you know. It immediately eradicates that upset stomach. And it's, you know, settles around. Drink some hot water, just hot water. Get rid of the gas, you know, gas will kill you. I take ginger, you know, ginger tea. Oh, my goodness. It is the greatest healer of everything. Onions, I put onions in there. Onions absorb. If I have an ear infection or, you know, like a pain in the ear, I'll put it's just garlic juice in the ear, in the inner ear, you know, and let it sit there and bubbles, feel like the ocean. And then after about 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and I'll, you know, put a towel on my ears and lean my ears down, all that water will run out. It'll literally run out all day, maybe even to 3 or 4 days. But all that junk is out of there. Whatever was inside that was bothering the inner ear is gone. You know, it could be buildup of wax or I don't know, or it could be a pollen or something from the air. It could have gotten into my ear, my inner ear, and it goes into my gland. So that garlic, it pulls. And it extracts. So I put garlic and onion, the juice of it, and I boil it down and a little bit, and I drop a little drop in it, just a spoonful, in the inner ear, and that is gone for me. No more problems. And I can travel anywhere in the world and any climate, any weather condition, any whatever. And if, you know, since I travel so much, if I come up against any elements, you know, that my body is like, you know, reacts to, you know, I will treat it right away, immediately. I do not wait, you know, when a cough comes, someone cough on me, I immediately run somewhere, find some hot water, put some salt in it, start breathing that steam, and to get that person coughed on me. You know, I mean, they coughed, you know, it's like germs in the air. They could have been across from me. They could have been, you know, on a bus or a train or a plane, and they coughed. Well, that germs out of their mouth shoots somewhere, and, you know, it may, you know, it's really, that cough spreads, right? So I'll immediately, when I come from flying, I'll, you know, put that salt in me, drying up, get that out of me, right? And I stay healthy. I stay healthy. Exercise, I stretch. I don't run fast or hard or none of that. I do stretches, an hour worth of stretches each day. But the stretch that I spoke about today is specifically for your back. There are a few more stretch exercise that is specifically for back ailments and joint ailments. I have a thing. It's $37. and you get just a plethora, the wisdom behind healing the back. And you won't need Tylenol, for headaches and stuff like that. Cayenne pepper in water and make it hot. You drink that, headache is gone. Cayenne pepper will go through your body and just infuse your body with circulation power. just a little bit. Don't drink too much of it. It is great medicine for you. I don't like all the other peppers because they don't have any medicinal properties. But cayenne pepper does. It's the only pepper that does. The other peppers, they're just hot. And they're good for spice in the food, but I don't like them because they're not doing anything for my body. Whereas cayenne pepper will heal the body of many, many things, headaches, everything. So turmeric is good for inflammation, swelling, stuff like that. So instead of popping pills, which also destroys the tummy and your tummy lining, all these chemical stuff is no good for our bodies. We'll always have a reaction because it's not good for our bodies. If our bodies is going to react to something, if you take something and the medical community, they're funny, They advertise and they said, this thing may kill you. And they give you all the different things that this drug is going to do to your body. And they have to give that warning, And people take those things. That's because they don't know any better. They weren't taught about the herbs. They weren't taught the word of God. And the old-fashioned remedies work. They work back then. And from the beginning of when the earth was created, as we read in Proverbs, that God, the wisdom was with God even before the earth was created, when he created the herbs and so forth, and the trees just for us, for our life-sustaining health and healing power. So turmeric is a yellow plant that's found in Africa, and it's found in other warm areas, and it's grown in some places in America because people imported it from Africa. You get it, the spices, they go miles and miles around for this turmeric, but it heals the body. Curry powder does the same thing. They get rid of inflammation, and that's what the joint, people are having joint pains. And so if you're having any pains, you take the turmeric and you take the cayenne pepper, and your tummy line won't get destroyed, and you won't have holes in your stomach, ulcers, and they call it leaky stomach and all this other scientific terms. You put a hole in your stomach because you're putting all these medicine, harsh medicine that is just it's kind of like an atomic bomb you're putting in your stomach. Your stomach is very fragile. If you ball up your fist, that's the size of your tummy. And that's it. That poor little stomach has to take care of all of you for all of its life. So take care of your tummy. And if you're feeling pain in the tummy, this hot water, get rid of the bubbles, get rid of the gas. 3 cups of hot water. Where I learned that remedy from was from the great Duke Ellington. Duke Ellington was a man. He was a composer of music, a writer. He was a playwright. Just a brilliant. He was a genius. Duke Ellington was a black man, which, by the way, they made a bridge in dedication to him in Washington D.C. It's a big monument for him, right? They loved him. A beautiful bridge. But anyway, I was watching a documentary about him, and he said that when he's getting ready to compose, before he can do anything, he always takes hot water and he drinks it. And I was like, what? Hot water? I went to the kitchen and I put my water in the microwave, And people say not to do microwave oven anything, and I don't even know. But, either I boil the water, but most of the time I do the microwave. But I get the hot water, and then, once it cooled down a little bit. But he said he'd drink it as hot as possible. And so I drank it, and, I just started burping, up and down, right? One day I was in the hospital taking care of my mother, you know, sitting there, and, you know, when you take care of the elderly, it's like your whole body now belongs to them. You know, they just take everything out of you, but you don't even know it. You love them so much, right? But, oh my gosh, 3 years of taking care of my mom, and so I was in the hospital just waiting, you know, visiting her and in her room and sitting there, and my stomach was just, it was hurting. It was really hurting. And I was like, what happened? I don't know what I did, but it was hurting so bad. So that stress, it could be depression, it could be anything, but just the stomach was really hurting. So I asked the nurse, the male nurse, he came in to give my mom her medicine for the day or whatever. So I asked him, I said, do you have anything from my stomach is hurting? And he said, well, I can't give you any medicine, ma'am. You know, you're in the hospital. You have to go down to the emergency room. I said, I'm not going to go to the emergency room. My mom's in the hospital. Why am I going to go there? You can't give me anything. He said, no, ma'am, by law, I cannot. I said, you're a nurse. You got medicine all over the place. Can I have something, you know, Tylenol, aspirin? I was like begging here. And something to alleviate the pain, right? And I was on this guy, and this poor white guy was like, ma'am, I cannot help you. And then I said, the Lord reminded me. I said, do you have some hot water? Can I have hot water? Can you give me hot water? And he said, oh, yeah, I can do that. I said, yeah, could you give me a cup of hot water, please, quickly? And he ran down to get some hot water, and he came right back with some hot water, you know, a cup of hot water. And I drank that hot water, you know. And within, I thanked him, you know, and he went about his business to do nurse business. And within a few moments of drinking the hot water, there was this big old burp. It just came out of me and everything else. It went up and down. And 10 minutes, no more pain in the tummy. So I thank God for Duke Ellington, man. And, you know, God rest his soul, you know, the late, great Duke Ellington, that sometimes God will send different people to tell you something and to heal you. And I tell you, I heard about that hot water from Duke Ellington. No one else ever told me about it. I know we drink hot tea every morning before we eat and do all of our stuff, and that's a habit that we have. But this, he said hot water, nothing in it. And I've been doing that ever since. And that was in, my mom just passed away January last year, so that was around, you know, whatever, just a few months ago, a few years ago, that my stomach went violently. It was erupted because, you know, and like I said, when it comes to gas or stress or pain from the body, those things can really hurt us to the point of death. So that's why I'm talking to everyone. Please do the herbal remedy. Change your diet. If you want to stay with your diet, I'm okay with that because I don't like being denied myself of anything. But what I do as soon as I eat those things that's not good for me, you know, I'm pouring that parsley to eliminate that stuff out of my body because it's not good for my body. One more story. I was in Florida with my dear friend, Apostle Dr. Lena Bates, that invited me to come to speak there at her church and at her home, and a whole family, and it was really a great gathering. And I just lost her this week, by the way, and we did a memorial service for her last night on the air. But what she and her family had done, the food that they gave me was great. It was so yummy. It was so good. And I was eating it, and I was eating it, and everything, and somebody started whispering, she's eating it, you know? And I'm like, I looked up, I'm like, what's wrong with the food? It's really good. And they were telling me it was pork. And I was like, oh. But, you know, you give unto Caesar what's due unto Caesar, and give unto God what's due unto God. They know I don't eat those type of things because they know I talk about herbs. They know I talk about many things that's not good for the body, right? So I don't know why they would even give me a plate of food like that, right? It's poison for my body. As I tell my husband, my body is totally pure inside because I treat it well, you know, with the herbs, right? So, you know, with given respect and honor to the host and the people who fed me, and they were very great, and, you know, Archbishop is here and all this niceties, right? I finished a whole plate of food, but I asked, do you have to have parsley in the cabinet? That's what I said to the host. Do you have any parsley? And they said they went in the cabinet, and they didn't have parsley. I said, is there any way someone can run down to the store and get me some parsley? I really like parsley tea, you know. And they're like, yes, ma'am. And somebody ran out to the store, and they got some this ice and other things, and they brought me my parsley, and, you know, they put it in the water and put it in the, you know, they boiled it up for me, gave it to me, and I was drinking my parsley the whole time, the rest of the day that I was there, because I needed to get this stuff out of me. So, you know, with all due respect, you know, and within, before the end of the day, that stuff was, I was eliminating, you know, that which I had just recently ate. That's how powerful parsley is, okay? So I know some of this stuff may seem gross and stuff, but if you, the Bible says in Exodus, Exodus? But it's okay. I don't have the right scripture, but it's basically we have not because we ask not. Wisdom comes from God. That's not what I wanted to say. Not that we have not, but anyway, I'll come back. I'm so excited about today's broadcast. My people die. It's in 2 Chronicles, I think chapter 7, verse 20 or something, that my people die because of the lack of knowledge, I believe. Let's turn to it really quickly. 2 Chronicles, chapter 7. Okay, I have to read the whole thing to find it. The Solomon's Prayer and the end of his prayer. Chapter 7, verse 20. No. I don't think it's that one. My people. Anyway, I will find it and get back to it. But bottom line, that's basically the lack of knowledge has destroyed our people. And we're eating the wrong food, and we've been eating it because of how people have uprooted our families many, many generations ago and just threw us every which way but loose, you know, disrespecting our family, our people, our culture, our language, everything that we are, you know, and we had to just eat just, you know, garbage just to survive, you know. But yet God still strengthened us. But some of these habits that we picked up because of the circumstances over the years, you know, we're still eating it, and we're fat. We have the fat of the land, but we're still eating this junk stuff that's no good for our bodies. So please tell a friend about this. If you heard anything that was good for you, your daughter is having, heavy menstrual cycles and cramps and bloating and or one of your girlfriends or, you know, older women or, you know, this thing will even help a woman through menopause, you know. She's having hot flash. It will stop all of that. She won't even have no hot flashes. It won't have no flash at all because the body is healed. There's more estrogen and all of these things. Amen. Praise God and bless his holy name. I pray for you all, and I pray that the Lord will bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he give you peace, you, your family, your household. I pray that he'll strengthen you. Just stay encouraged. Be strong. I know a lot of people have lost loved ones during this season. Just give our condolences. Tell them to remember the good about that person that they love, and just be strong, be joyful, you know. Prayerfully, they would have known God. Prayerful, prayerfully, they would have been saved. And I pray that as I minister the word of God on the radio and prayerfully, someone may download the broadcast, or you know, they may hear about it from someone else. I pray that everyone will get saved, because it is God's perfect will for all man to be saved. Our body was not meant to be burned up for the rest of our lives. You know, I pray for each and every one, for the healing of your soul, your heart, your body, your mind, and your spirit. I pray you've learned something from tonight's broadcast. We talked about many things. We specifically spoke about the fibroids, how they eliminate the crystals, those tumors. And we talked about the specific herbs that will heal that. And I'll go over that one more time. It's if those who just tuned in and didn't hear it earlier, the ingredients are to remove fibroids. And what you do is you boil it in water, and you take about an ounce of these herbs in the water. You steam it for 10 minutes, and then you wait about 5 minutes for it to simmer, you know, and to cool down a little bit, and then you drink it. The ingredients are mugwort, mugwort, then lavender, that's lavender, then yarrow, which is yarrow, then nettle, that's nettle, then parsley, parsley, then rose, rose, the flower, rose, yes, rose, the red flower, okay, and then red raspberry, that's red, then raspberry, then burdock root. That's burdockroot, then chamomile, which is chamomile, and last is red clover, redclover. These ingredients together is an organic way to get rid of fibroids completely from your body. Over time, you'll be eliminating all that stuff. Amen. We talked about the skeletal system, bone meal. We talked about collagen for the hair, nails, the bones and the skin. We talked about skin, bone. We talked about the exercises, some exercises for the skeletal system that will eliminate. You will no longer have back pain. You do these exercises every day, every 2 hours. We talked about that. All day long, you stretch in the back. You stretch in. And then we talked about the Word of God. Amen? And so I pray for you, and I pray that you'll tell someone about these things. And I also talked about there's more exercises for the skeletal system. And if you would like to order that, just email me at mkspcg1@gmail.com. I'll send you the link, and you can order it if you want. And you can send that link forward. I do get paid, you know, from that link. When someone orders, it's $37, and you get all the exercise and nice manuals, everything. And you can just do it. You get the videos, you get everything. If you order from smile.amazon.com, you can look up our name, the name of our church, our nonprofit organization. Whenever you order from Amazon, you order from our store, they'll send us like 4%, you know, just pennies on the dollar. Like 4 cents for every dollar that you spend. So I thank you for listening to the broadcast. I am the Archbishop, Dr. Marcia Karen Smith Abrams Almasi. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for supporting our radio broadcast. Also, we're getting ready to do a Title I school, and it'll be called My King Service, of course. Title I school. And, you know, people ask me, how we got that name? But that name came from a Jewish lady I was at one of my fashion shows, and I had a bunch of teenagers, and we were teaching. I think I had about 200 students preparing to do a fashion show, and the mother came in late, and everybody was like, "Oh, she's late! Oh my God!" It's like silence. And we're very adamant that we need to be 60 minutes ahead of time. That way, we're never late. We're on time. We'll always win. So anyway, she came after everybody had settled in and we were planning our fashion show. And, she walked in and there was a long table, 200 people, right? Long table. She walked into the facility that this white gentleman had given us to use, to take care of the kids at no cost. It was absolutely amazing. We had all of these beautiful everything. But anyway, she walked in and she was like, MKS, what is that? Oh, that must mean My King Service. And I tell you, I don't know her name, but I heard her say that because of the hush and the silence, and that's where My King Service came from. And basically it's my and the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the service to our Lord. God bless you all, and may you have a good night. Thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's broadcast. Again, I pray for you, and I know all will be well. Be well, and good night.